Boker Tov, good morning. We are continuing. Today's daf is daf 39. Daf Lamed Tet. We left off at the bottom of 38b. Today's daf is a continuation of the halachot of Birkat Kohanim. Today's class should be for the refuah shelema of all the Kohanim. V'chlanam, chemda, meracham, chandruzan. יוסף בן יפה, דניאל בן דניאל, סמכם ואומרים לגבי גבי 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 להבדיל לנשמע דרך בית עזיהו, דינה בתארון דמר מחד אברהם, שם בן רפאל, עזיהו בן יוסף, יצחק בן שלמה שלום, האם שם בן משה עזיהו, יעקב בן יצחק בן נחם בן משה מרדכי בן יהושע, ישוע בן יזכאל, דוד בן ישראל, דוד בן ידידיה, אפרים בן יהודה, להבדיל לרעיון דבורה, בת מרים. אוקיי, we are at the bottom of 38. If you can't hear me, you can't hear me. This is your loss for not coming in person. If you can hear, great. If not, not. I don't know what's going on. Okay, we're at the bottom of 38b. The Gemara begins. Gufa, five lines from the bottom of the page. Gufa, we're going back to what we said earlier. Tana, Abba Berei Derav Min Yamin Bar Chiya. He says, Am Shachorei Kohanim Enan Bechlal Beracha. The people who stand behind the Kohanim do not even receive the Beracha. So the Gemara says, Pshita, it's obvious. So the Gemara says, Arichei be'apei gutzei lo mafsekei. If you have a tall person standing in front of a short person, that's not considered a hefsek. The Kohanim's bracha still goes through. Teva lo mafseka. If let's say there's a teva in between the guy and the Kohen, that's not a hefsek. Mechitza mai. What about a mechitza? If I'm standing behind the mechitza, would that be considered a hefsek? So Tashma, Damar Rabbi Yishua ben Levi, Afilu Mechitza Shel Barzel, Eina Mavseket Ben Yisrael LaAvihem Shevashamayim. Even a metal Mechitza would not block us from our Father in Heaven, meaning even the Kohanim who give a bracha, the bracha would still go through the wall. Ibailu, we have a question. Stadin Mau, what about to the sides? If let's say you have a guy standing on the side, does the bracha count to the sides or only to the people who are standing in front of the Kohanim? So Amar Abba, Mor Bar Ravashi, Tashma, he says, come and listen. Ditnan, it says in the Mishnah, Nitkaven hazot lefanav. This is referring to the para aduma, the efer para. If let's say he had kavana to sprinkle in front of him into the kli, and by accident, vihizad acharav, he sprinkled by accident into the kli behind him. Or the opposite, the acharav, vihizad lefanav, he had intention to sprinkle behind him, and he sprinkled in front of him. Hazaato pesula. That sprinkling is pasul. It doesn't count. Why? It has to have kavana to make tehora, meaning he has to be mitkaven to that exact spot that he's going to, based on the pasuk. Lefanav vihiza al hatzadin shebefanav shelefanav hazaato kishera. Let's say he had kavana to sprinkle in front of him, and it went, the hazaa went into the sides in front of him, meaning it went to somewhere in between his radius that was even from the sides, but all in front of him, that is considered kasher. Now, from the Lashon of the Gemara, it sounds like, so we can say the same thing for Birkat Kohanim. Anyone who's standing on the sides and in front of the Kohen, it would be considered within the bracha. Now, ideally, a person should try to stand actually in front of the Kohanim. But sometimes you have a minyan that it's so mitzvah that nobody will fit, everyone goes to the middle. So that halakha, Shulchan Aruch says that if you're standing, as long as you're standing to the sides, which is in front of the Kohanim, not behind them, you would still be considered within the bracha. Huh? Right, sometimes the women's section, they should try to make sure that they're at least on the side, not behind the Kohanim. Amar Rava Bar Rav Huna, Kivan Sheniftach Sefer Torah, Asur Lesaper Afilu Bidvar Halacha. Once the Sefer Torah is open and start to be read, you're not allowed to even speak even a Dvar Halacha. Shneemar Uchepitcho Amdu Kol Ha'am. Whenever it was opened, the whole nation stood. What does stand mean? Ve'en Amida Ela Shtika. When it says stand, it means they became silent. Shneemar Ve'ochalti Ki Lo Yedaberu Ki Amdu Lo Anu Od. This is a pasuk in Iyov. It says I waited and they didn't speak. Ki Amdu Lo Anu Od. Ki Amdu over here is referring to Shtika. They didn't respond more. So that means it's referring to Amida. Can be also Shtika. Rabbi Zira Amar Rav Chista Me'acha. He says no. You can learn it from here. The ears of the whole nation were towards the Sefer Torah. This is a pasuk in Nehemiah. So he's saying that from the fact that once the Sefer Torah is open, everyone put their ears to listen, you're not supposed to speak during the Sefer Torah, even during the parts, like in between. I see this many times. People in between the parts, they speak. Ideally, a person shouldn't talk from the beginning of Sefer Torah until the end, until once it's closed and finished. Even so, it says once the Sefer Torah is opened, you shouldn't speak, even Dvar Halakha. There's different opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. It's not so pashut that this is just a simple, plain Halakha. It's Dvar Halakha and something like that. But ideally, if a person can, ideally, a person shouldn't talk throughout the whole Sefer Torah. V'amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Kol Kohen Shelo Natal Yadav Lo Yisat Kapav. Any Kohen who didn't wash his hands, Netila, cannot go up to do Kohanim. Sheneimar Se'u Yadechem Kodesh Uvarchu Ed Adonai. First, you have to purify your hands, and only then bless the nation. So over here is a Machloket Rashi and Tosfot. What does this mean? Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, Natal Yadav Lifnei Alato LeDuchan, before he goes up to the Duchan. It sounds like from Rashi, maybe it could mean he has to wash mamash right before he goes up to the Duchan. Whereas maybe the Tosfot is Mepalpel over here, is a longer Tosfot, but he's discussing different shitot. Maybe we can say, no, what if I wash my hands in the morning, and I had in mind not to make my hands dirty, and I'm going to use that netila, does that work? So according to Rashi, he says you need to wash right before you go up. So this is the back and forth. Now, ideally, a person should try to always wash again before they go up for netilat adonai. But sometimes you see many. What happens is a kohen is running late, and let's say they're in the middle of the amidah and they finish the amidah. By the time they go and wash, they're already not going to be able to go up during ritzer. They're going to miss it. By the time they get there, it's already past kohanim. What should they do? So, if a person realized that and paid attention to this and he made sure not to make his hands dirty, meaning he washed his hands netilat in the morning and he guarded his hands that he didn't make them dirty the whole morning, he can rely on the rishonim that allow him to go up just on that netilat. But ideally, if he has time, he should try to go wash again. Sha'alu talmidav et Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. The students asked Rabbi Elazar. This is also a Gemara on Masechet Megillah at the end on Kaf Zayin Amud Bet. Over there it says, "B'meherachta yamim." How did you live a long life? What was it from? Amar la'en, he said to them, "Miyamai lo asiti beit haKnesset kampandaria." In my life, I never took a shortcut through the Knesset, through the Beit haKnesset. I never did that. Velo pasati al reshei am kodesh, and I never stepped over the heads of the students. Right back then, they didn't have to sit like on tables and chairs. All the students would sit on the floor. So if you wanted to walk through, you'd have to step over people. He said, "I never did that. I never stepped over people." Velo nasati kapay below bracha, and I never went up to do birkat kohanim and didn't make a bracha. My mevarech, what bracha? Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Chista, Asher Kiddushanu, Bekdushato Shel Aharon, Vetzivanu Devarech Adam Yisrael Be'Ava. This is the bracha that we make today, that Hashem sanctified us in the Kedusha of Aharon, and he commanded us to bless Am Yisrael with love, Be'Ava.
I mean, he didn't do anything chazedut.
This is the halacha. You just said, so, Ki Akar Kar'e Mai Amar. When he uprooted his legs, what would he say? At which point? What is it referring to? When he uprooted his legs, Rashi says, "Ba'avodah lemisak v'hu machazir panav klepei teiva." When he went, start going up towards the duchan, what would he say? "Yiratzon lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu shetei bracha zo shetzivitanu leverech et amecha Yisrael lo yeba michshol ve'avon." He says, "This it should be your will, Hashem, our God, that this bracha that you commanded us to bless Am Yisrael, you should not have any michshol and avon, no sin, no false, nothing wrong with it. Everything should go through properly."
Is what they said today?
I think so. There's some, if you look in the Siddur, there's in all the different Yiratzons here, there's maybe a few slight differences, but it's more or less, this is exactly what they say. V'chim mahadar apeh im tzibura mai amar. When he turns his face away from the tzibur, what would he say? Which point? So Rashi says, "Keshegomer birchotav." When he finishes the brachot, what would he say? He turns his face away. So adberei rav chistala rav ukva udrash. Rav Chista honored Rav Ukva and said the following: "Ribono shel olam, Master of the world, asinu masha gazarta aleinu. We did what you decreed upon us. Ase imanu masha yiftachtanu. Do for us what you promised us. Hashkifa mimon kotshecha min hashamayim. You should gaze down with your holy abode and pour out the blessing from heaven." Right, so he's saying, Hashem, we blessed your Am Yisrael, give us the bracha as well. Okay, now we get into lots of different halachot, maybe like 10 different halachot. Amar Rav Chista, "En hakohanim rashaim lachuf kishrei etzbeotahen ad sheyachzeru panim min hatzibur." The kohanim are not allowed to close their knuckles, close their hands, until they turn away from the tzibur. Amar Bizera, Amar Rav Chista, "En hakorei rashai likrot kohanim ad sheyachle amen mipi hatzibur." The person reading the kohanim cannot say the word kohanim until Amen has been completed by the Tzibur. They have to finish the Amen, and only then the guy can call out Kohanim. And the Kohanim cannot begin blessing the nation until the guy who's calling them finishes the word Kohanim. And the Tzibur is not allowed to answer Amen until the Kohanim finish their bracha altogether. And the Kohanim cannot start the next pasuk until the Tzibur finished answering Amen. You see, many times you see this doesn't happen. Either the Chazan is not paying attention and he cuts into the next word before the Kohanim finish, or the Chazan starts the next word before the people answer Amen. This happens all the time.
Even if you have one person that is just late and just saying everything after...
No. It's talking about the general purpose.
This is not like the Chazra of Amidah that the Chazan say.
Right? What's the question?
This is especially for Kohanim.
Yeah.
Not when the Chazan repeat.
So what's similar over here is with regards to if a Chazan makes a bracha, he shouldn't quickly start the next bracha he has to wait for everyone to answer Amen. Because if... I see this all the time also, and he's causing so many people to do an avon, is Chazan is Baruch Adah Hashem, Kadesh HaShabbat, and he starts the next bracha. If he starts the next bracha right away, and he doesn't wait for the people to answer Amen, he starts the next bracha, and then they answer Amen already. What are they answering Amen to? The Amen is finished. So they're causing him people to answer Amen Yitama.
There is no more heavy Kev like Kohanim in the Chazara. It's the same thing
in this regard, in that regard. V'amar b'zera maruchista, ein ha-Kohanim rasha'im lachzir p'neim in the tzibur, ad she'achil shalich tzibur sim shalom. The Kohanim are not allowed to turn their face away from the tzibur until the Chazan starts sim shalom. Ve'inan rasha'im la'akor raglehem v'lelecha ad she'ikmo shalich tzibur sim shalom. And they cannot leave the Dukhan until the Chazan finishes sim shalom.
Some people stay there until the end of the
Vidui. V'amar b'zera, it's halacha is end of sim shalom here. But yeah, there are some people who are makpid. V'amar b'zera maruchista, ein ha-tzibur rasha'im la'anot amen ad she'tichle bracha mipi ha-kore. The tzibur cannot answer amen until the bracha is finished from the person reading, from the chazan. Right? So a guy makes a bracha, we wait for him to fully finish the bracha, and only then answer amen. Ve'en ha-kore rasha'i likrot ba-torah ad she'tichle amen mipi ha-tzibur.
And
krat ha-torah, yeah. And then the Koreh, the guy who's reading the Torah, is not allowed to start reading the Torah until everyone answers Amen to his bracha. They have to wait for the Amen to be finished and only then start. Back then they used to have a translator. So the translator would translate each pasuk. So the translator would not be able to start until the guy reading the Torah would finish the pasuk altogether. And the guy reading cannot start the next pasuk until the translator had finished translating the prior pasuk. So all of this is, it's pretty logical, but it's just, you have to wait for that person to finish and only then start the next part. And you have to be, pay attention to the fact that maybe people won't realize, and I see this all the time. You have somebody who's a chazan, let's say, he'll stretch out his end of the bracha, Mikadesh HaShabbat, or Itgadav Itgashem Rabbah, like they'll stretch out weirdly, and what that does is, now some people answer Amen before you finish the word, and he'll cause people to do that.
They have to wait.
No, but most people, in the halacha, it's written, that person should do it in a normal way. It shouldn't be stretched out so long, because then what happens is that people aren't used to that will answer Amen, or people who are used to that, will you'll have different people answering Amen at different times, and it'll cause a problem in halacha. Right. Amar b'tanchum, amar b'yishov ben Levi. Hamaftir, so this is what I was referring to yesterday with all the different nitty-gritty halachot that many chazans aren't aware of.
It's all the same concept.
Yeah.
Just let them finish.
Hamaftir ban navi, if somebody is reading maftir, is reading the haftarah, you have to first read the Torah first. You have to first read at least three psukim from Sefer Torah. V'amar b'tanchum, amar b'yishov ben Levi, en hamaftir rashay lehaftir ban navi, ad shigalel Sefer Torah. The guy reading Haftarah is not allowed to start reading Haftarah until the Sefer Torah is turned and closed. In our case, it's a close. So first you have to close the Sefer Torah, and only then you start the Haftarah.
It's a minimum of 21 psukim, because there's 2 hour limit per each person, no? On Shabbat.
What are you asking?
You said 3 psukim. I think it's 21 psukim for Shabbat. I mean, you're talking about Navi for Shabbat.
No, he said before you read the Haftarah.
Right.
You have to say at least 3 psukim.
But I'm saying you have to have all the Olingo.
Right, but there has to be. Right. Of course, everybody has to read. But I'm saying in order to be able to start a Haftarah, there has to have been at least 3 psukim read beforehand of Torah.
Although it used to be at the time that there was no Torah.
Amar v'amar b'tanchum amar b'shuv and Levi. En shalech tzibur rashay hafshit et hateva, but tzibur. The chazan is not allowed to remove the decorational clothings from the teva because of the kavod of tzibur. What is this referring to? So Rashi says, kol zman shatzibur v'beit hakneset, shayad darkam lavi sefer Torah mibayit achar shemishtamer bo. They used to bring a Sefer Torah from another house that was guarded in the Beit HaKnesset, to the Beit HaKnesset. Uporsin begadim na'im saviv ha-teva, and they would put beautiful clothing around the teva, umanichin ota betocha, and they put Sefer Torah inside the teva. Ukshayotzin misham, when they would finish and take the Sefer Torah out, venotlin Sefer Torah la'olichol lebayit ha-mishtamer bo, to take it back to that guarded house, lo yavshitu ha-begadim min ha-teva mipnei ha-tzibor. Don't take the clothing down right now in front of the whole tzibor. Why? Shetorach tzibur la'akev shamim sefer Torah. It takes time to do that, and you're going to cause them to have to delay and wait with the sefer Torah standing, and you shouldn't do that. Elam molis sefer Torah lebeito. You take the sefer Torah to the house. Umanicho ve'am yotzin acharav. The whole nation walks after him. Ve'achar kach huba umafshid et ha'teva. And then he comes back and he takes the clothing off. So that way he doesn't cause the sefer Torah to have any type of delay. Sometimes I see this also. Let's say people are tarofing and they don't go up to do petichad ha'echal. The sefer Torah gets there, and now we're all waiting. And no, open the. So you shouldn't do that. According to this, it's kvod tzibur. It's the kvod of Sefer Torah. So you make sure you go up and open the Sefer Torah. Don't tarof when it comes to the kvod of Torah. V'amar b'tanchum amar b'shuv ben Levi. En ha-tzibur rasha'in latzet ad she'inatel Sefer Torah. I think we erased those next two words. The tzibur is not allowed to leave the room until the Sefer Torah is taken. U'shmuel amar ad she'yetzeh. Shmuel says no, until the Sefer Torah is removed. Like we said, they used to take it back to the house. Velopligi, when they're not arguing.
Oh, yeah, one of them is to take the Sefer Torah up, and another is to get out.
Right, one says until the Sefer Torah is picked up, one says no, until it's removed. So what's so they're both really agreeing? Velopligi, hadeika pitcha acharina, hadeleika pitcha acharina. The difference is, do they have another entrance or not? Another way of getting out or not? If there's another way to get out, then that's fine. Once the Sefer Torah is picked up, you can go out from the other entrance. But if there's only one entrance, how can you walk out before the Sefer Torah? Right, so it's also halakha. You shouldn't, you know, walk out of the room in the middle of a reading of Sefer Torah, wait for them to close the Sefer Torah, so on and so forth. Okay? Amarava Barahina Asberali. He says, Barahina explained to me. Who was Barahina? Rashi said, Chacham. He was a very wise man. Shashmo Barahina Asberali. He explained to me the following. Why should you wait and only walk after the Sefer Torah? As it says, Acharei Adonai Elohechem Telecho, you should walk after Hashem your God. So don't walk in front of the Sefer Torah, always walk behind the Sefer Torah. This next sugya of the Kohanim, what do they say when they were blessing the nation? When the Kohanim are blessing, what does the nation, what are the nations supposed to be saying? We're thinking, we're going to be continuing tomorrow because it goes well into the next Amud, and we're going to stop there for today. So a quick 1 minute recap. We got into a bunch of the halachot pertaining to the Kohanim. We said that who is included in the bracha? Anyone who's standing in front of the Kohanim or even to the sides, but not behind the Kohanim. Then we said once the Sefer Torah is open, you shouldn't even speak Dvar Halacha, you shouldn't speak throughout the reading of the Torah. We said that ideally a Kohen should rewash his hands right before Kohanim, according to the Gemara. And we said that we went through all the different things that the Kohanim would say as they're going up, as they finish, and then we went through all the nitty-gritty halachot. And pretty much the common denominator between all the halachot and the Amud Bet was you shouldn't start the next part until the previous part has been finished. Right, by anything. So you shouldn't start the next bracha until the previous part was finished. You shouldn't answer amen until they finish the bracha. You shouldn't start the next pasuk until the amen was finished. And so on and so forth. All of the different halachot that pertain to that regard. And the last part of the daf was pretty much regarding the... they used to bring Sefer Torah from the house and bring it into the Beit HaKnesset. And they used to decorate the teva with all these clothing. You shouldn't take those down and cause a delay of the Sefer Torah. Remove the Sefer Torah, bring it back home. And only then come and take off the begadim in order to not cause a delay in the tzibur and cause some torach tzibur. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen v'amen.